Das Chazar sagt nicht, aber ich weiß, wenn wir Hüden sagt, die Wommes darf pay. Die Mishnah hat said, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a loiki vechulum. In fact, we find that Rabbi Eliezer passing like Basil regarding a boy, that if he never had Shtei Saris and is now 20 years old, he's considered to be a Sris, and therefore he would not be obligated in the Chalitza or Yibim. And he passing like Beshamay regarding a girl, at the age for the girl is 18. We see from here that Rabbi Eliezer says that a Sris Cham is not obligated in Chalitza or Yibim, in contradiction to what he said in the Mishnah. So Rami Bar de Kule in the name of Shmuel said, Rabbi Eliezer retracted that view. Which is the view he retracted, the one in the Mishnah or the one over here in the other Mishnah? Mark brings a bright says that Eliezer holds that a Sris Cham is obligated in Yibam and Chalitza because we find that such people were healed in Alexandria. Based on this, it must be Eliezer retracted his view of the other Brisa, or the other Mishnah, and held like our Mishnah, meaning that we have two against one, that he held that a Sris Cham is Mechuyev in Chalitza. Berloza said that Eliezer did not retract any ruling, and there's no contradiction, because when he passed like Basham Basil on the Bryce, that he passed so regarding the age at which they're considered adults and subject to punishment, he did not mean to state that they're not obligated in Yibam and Chalitza. So, if a girl who never brought Shtei Saris ate Chalev between the ages of 12 and 18, and it was later determined that she was an islandess all along, so Rav says she is treated as having been an adult islandess retroactively from the age of 12, and would therefore be Chayev, let's say, Malkus, for having eaten the Chalev from between the age of 12 and 18. Shmuel says she's considered to be an adult only from the age of 18 and would therefore be potter for having eaten chalev at the time that before she was proven to be an islandess at the age of 18. Rabbi Yosef Yosef Torah says that if a man rapes a Nara, he pays a fine for her to her father. Meir says that raping an islandess never makes someone subject to a fine. According to Rav, since she becomes an adult retroactively at 12 years old, we should say that from 12 until 12 and a half, she was retroactively a Naira, and even according to Rabbi, there should be a penalty. Abaye said, such a girl jumps from the status of a minor to a full-fledged adult to a Begeres, and is never considered as having passed through Naira, because that you really need simonim in order to be a Naira. Rabbi Yosef agreed and brought a Brisa, which says this concept as well. Rabbi said, the signs that a boy is a Sris, or that a girl is an islandess, or that an eight-month baby, meaning that there's only a pregnancy of 8 months, is fully developed, are not taken as being definite signs until these people have reached the age of 20. In fact, we learned that an 8-month-old baby can't live. If so, how could it be possible for him to live till 20? So Rebbe says in a Brice that an 8-month-old child who has the signs of a viable child, he has developed hair and nails, can live, because we can assume that it's a 7-month-old child which could live, a 7-month pregnancy baby which could live, and that stayed in the mother an extra month longer than it needed to. That's the case that Rebbe was discussing. Zoknemar Abraisa says a Sris Chama is a man who reached 20 years old without having Shtei Saris. Even if he brings them after he's 20, he's still considered to be a Sris. The identifying characteristics of a Sris are that he has no beard, his hair is soft, his skin is smooth. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, named Rabbi Yochanan ben Yair, says it's also one whose urine does not foam. Others say it's one whose urine does not flow in an arch. Others say it's one with watery zera. Others say it's one whose urine does not ferment. Others say it's one who washes his body in the winter and the body does not produce a vapor. Shimon Loza says it's one with a feminine voice. The Brisa continues, an islandess is a woman who has reached 20 years old without having Shtei Saris. Even if she brings them after she is 20, she would still be considered an islandess. The identifying characteristics of an islandess are, it's a woman who doesn't have dadim, a woman who has pain during tashmish. Shimon Galil says a woman who does not have a wider lower body. Shimon Loza says it's a woman whose voice is manlike. Rahuna said the Sris must possess all these characteristics to be labeled as a Sris. Rabbi Yochanan said even if he has one of them, that's enough. And the Gemara says if he has Shtei Saris in his beard, even just two hairs, all would agree that he is not a Sris unless he has all the other characteristics. Machlek is only where he does not have these two hairs coming from his beard. That's when he does need all of them, or does any one of them suffice? The Mishnah had said, the Mishnah groups the Sris with the islandess and thereby teaches that just as an islandess happens at the hands of heaven, b'day shamayim, so too the Sris is talking about that's not obligated in Yibam, is also talking about a Sris that happened b'day shamayim. However, a Sris that happened to a person later in life would be obligated, and this obviously the Mishnah is following the view of Rabbi Akiva, who said so in the Mishnah. The Mishnah then said, shecholatz liyavimtoi, loy posla v'chulu. In fact, the Mishnah seems to suggest that she's puzzled to a kohen specifically because she had bia with the Sris, who's the Yavam. This suggests that if she had bia with an outside man, she would remain mutter to a kohen. This seems to refute Rav Hamnuna, who says that a Yavam who is mezana with an outside man becomes usher to her Yavam just like a married woman, and by extension would also become usher to a kohen. The Mishnah says, no, maybe that all's nose would make her puzzled to a kohen. The reason the Mishnah says that the Sris Yavam is because that's who the Mishnah was specifically dealing with in the earlier section, but we don't know. It could be that the Mishnah would agree that if she has a beer with an outside man, she would become apostle to a kohen as well. The Mishnah says that she becomes usher to a kohen only if the brother has beer with her, because then it's eishtach shloim makam mitzvah. Otherwise, she'd be mutter. The Mishnah seems not to follow Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, who says that an islandess is considered to be a zayna and is always usher to a kohen.